from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Browns and Cowboys ahead of week one. We are within 10 days of that. Football is back. We got great college football this weekend. I'm going to react to what Sean had to say in a minute there, but we are back on Afternoon Drive. Nick Wilson with you. We got the Pulse with Keith coming up in just about 40 minutes time. We'll also talk distractions. From what we talked about, the distractions with Sean in Dallas, we'll talk about him with James Rapine, Bengals Talk SI, and host of the Locked On Bengals podcast as well, coming up in an hour. But like, I actually do think that at least 2023 was pretty predictable. And, you know, at the time, you know, leading into that, as after Deshaun had not played for roughly 700 days, you know, I had said, I'd kind of hardline and be like, no, of course there shouldn't be rust. And then predictably there was rust, and Deshaun was playing in a system that didn't benefit him. And I'll be honest with you, I think that mattered as much as not playing for 700 days. Where Sean and I disagree is just trying to put the last 2 years of Deshaun in one bucket, I think is the thing that if you've been in Dallas and haven't watched every game that Deshaun has played the last 2 years, makes sense. In Cleveland, I think we should know a little bit better. And this is where it gets conflated with Deshaun apologist. Like that, I've been called that before simply because I refuse to say we're on the precipice of this being the worst trade in NFL history and then say vitriolic things about Deshaun. I don't necessarily feel rosy about the trade at this moment. I have a fair amount of concerns like everybody else does. He was bad in 2022, and he was better in 2023. I don't know how to quantify how well he did or didn't play. But I think if you look at the way he played and go back and actually, it's not just the stats, although the stats last year are better than the year before. But if you look at his comfort level, yes, there were consistency issues last year, and I do wonder how much of that was with the shoulder injury, because I'll be honest with you, I don't think anybody outside of the Browns knows, and Deshaun, knows when that shoulder injury truly happened. Did he come into the season with it? All right, because again, there were some games. Did it happen where, Highsmith hit him, pretty much unabated the quarterback, which allowed TJ Watt to scoop and score for what eventually was the win week two last year? Was it the Tennessee game? I don't think it was any later than that, because I also refuse to believe, maybe not refuse is strong, but I have trouble believing that the first shoulder injury and the second shoulder injury weren't related, if not very similar injuries. But or one led to the other. So I think that's what makes the Deshaun thing so hard to properly talk about, because you need a 15-minute rejoinder just to go through it. So honestly, the more I thought about it, though, the more happy I am that this is where we are with the Browns, because I do think if everyone's saying, I don't know what to make of the Browns because I don't know what to make of Deshaun Watson. I think they're sleeping on the other things about the Cleveland Browns that might make them really damn good. Namely that defense. Namely the fact that I think this is the same team that won 11 games last year, except now you have, at least going into this season, a healthy Deshaun, and you've added Jerry Jeudy and maybe a different middle linebacker. So it's the same team, the same engine, same coaching staff, at least on your defensive coordinator and your play caller. I think people might be sleeping on the Cleveland Browns. And I think that's exactly where I want them, because the last couple of years, because of the weight of the Deshaun contract, there have been expectations that have only led to disappointment and mockery. And the baseball races will go down to the wire, so follow all the news on 92.3thefan.com and the free Odyssey app presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how online at T-Mobile.com. And I don't think that first game is going to be a toss-up. I think Dallas is the lesser team, and I think Dallas is going on the road. And I think they have more distractions than you do. Like, I think the only distraction you might have is if Deshaun is distracted by the weight of his own contract. Whether they had a great camp or not, whether they had a great offseason or not, it's been a pretty quiet one for the Cleveland Browns. Hasn't been all that healthy, but the Browns aren't dealing with the distractions the Cowboys are. We have, obviously, all next week to get in on that, but 216-474-0092, the question I threw out early last hour was whether you think the Browns are better on paper right now than they were this time last year. Let's go. Jake, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, so I think on paper the Browns are better than what they were last year. But the main concern is, can our offensive line stay healthy? Can our linebackers stay healthy? Can the defensive line stay healthy? And granted, yes, this is football. Injuries are going to happen. But what, the last 3 years, Jack Conklin's got hurt and he's out for the season. Same thing what happened with Jedrick Wills.
I think those are fair questions. I also think, like, I'm not – I know you kind of already explained this away. Jake, I think every team in the NFL says if we can stay healthy. And I thought they won 11 games last year in spite of what I would say more than normal amount of injuries that hit this team, including the crucial parts of it, as you mentioned, the O-line in multiple places, the cornerback room with Denzel Ward. There really wasn't a spot last year, whether it's depth or starter, that wasn't touched by injuries. And you still succeeded. I think that should at least give us a little faith to believe, even if you're not 100% healthy or if you have more health issues, you know, later in the season, that you at least can remain competitive and give yourself a chance in each one of those games.
And I agree. And even you said it earlier, you know, 2022, Deshaun sucked. He got better in 23. And I think we're going to see the uphill trend with Deshaun, where he's back to that Deshaun Watson form that he was in Houston. Granted, it's hopeful, but I think it could happen.
Jake, appreciate you, buddy. Thank you very much. Ron Warner on Twitter saying, I used to get excited about getting up on Sunday morning and prepping and getting ready for the Browns game no matter what, but it's just lost right now for me. I think Watson is going to, you know what, the bed and waste a year. Watson just is blah. I don't want to tell you how to fan and how to feel. That's just not where I am. That might come to pass. But I just think it's...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think it's just something that is, it's just going to require a little bit of patience. And I know nobody likes that, because we want to be great week one and then you want to be great week six. I bashed Guardians fans for constantly looking at the global and panicking. Like, right, every time they're playing well, it's either every time they're playing poor, it's either, well, they're fine because their record's still good, which might not be true in that moment, or if they're playing poorly, it becomes some sort of a knock on the Dolans or Chernetti. And it gets ridiculous. It's the guys on the field that make this go out. In this case, though, with the Browns, I kind of think a global view is kind of what we have to have. I'm pretty confident week one against Dallas. Dak Prescott is a hell of a quarterback, and I'm giving him the credit that he is the biggest doubt that I have, even against the Browns defense. But I don't necessarily think that a team with that kind of distraction is something we should just that maybe the distractions won't be a bigger part of the story early on in the season, especially with 1 week to go or a little over a week to go, the owner and the quarterback, you know, having public negotiations out there for everyone to see. Let's go, Larry. Welcome on the show, bud.
Hey, I'll just say, man, thank you for having your show, man. Three things, man. Let's say the prayers out to Jim Donovan, man. I know him, man, personally, good guy, whole family. Also, Bernie Kosar, say prayers for him, man, because Jim guys, they was our front runners right now, man. And Bernie, man, he was one of the best quarterbacks we ever had. Yep. He took us to the division final. But most of all, Deshaun's going to make it. Reason why, pressure on him, most of all, you're going to see the new one. I believe in him, but most of all, man, I'm tired of these wannabes. People from out of town try to criticize your quarterback. Don't even live in Cleveland, man. Come on. One thing for sure, man, we got to support our team no matter what. He's our leader. This gold, man, this man, we need an offensive tackle. Without a wild line, we ain't gonna be fine. I'm going to keep it real. We need an offensive tackle, man, to keep that left side covered because that is a blast spot. And we need a reliable player. Go get Williams from the 49ers or something because you spend that type of money on receivers and backs. A quarterback, you need a line. One lineman become, man, is so important, man. And we, in the city of Cleveland, we're going to be a dog pile next Sunday. I'll be down there. Hope you be, man. We're going to take pictures. Let's have fun. This dog, this the dog, man, this is Cleveland, the Cleveland Browns. We ain't no clowns no more. We're going to show y'all next Sunday. Everybody, let's go. Let's go, Cleveland.
Larry, appreciate the energy you gave us there. Lot there. You gave me about three or four different things. I don't have any problem with anyone being down on Deshaun Watson. I tend to look at it and say it's not just one thing. It's not just he didn't play well enough, right? Which I think is the overall thing. I think that's what we started the segment with. Lishnon had to say, well, he didn't play well enough. That is true, at least for across the 2 years. He's not played like the guy was in Houston. So whether I thought he played better last year than he did the year before, or whether I thought last year was much closer to what, you know, the idea of acceptable, I want better than acceptable from Deshaun, but you got to get to acceptable before you get to incendiary. So even then, you can look big picture and go, it hadn't been enough. So if you're cynical about it, I get it. I just think it requires just a little bit more than just, well, he sucks and the team sucks, and the sky's falling, and why do we even do football anymore? I don't think we should be there. That doesn't mean I'm 99% confident Deshaun is going to get it done this year. I still have questions about Deshaun, and there are things I wish Deshaun had handled better, or better is an objective thing, differently the last 2 years. And I think maybe this disconnect with some fans, not all fans, some fans, that disconnect would be different if Deshaun had handled things a little bit differently. But you go into this year, and I'll be honest with you guys, in the intermediate, right here today, my bigger concern is the offensive line. The Deshaun stuff, I'm giving a little wiggle room there over 17 weeks, taking that global view. At some point, we need to start seeing this average out to being a really good top-flight quarterback. It doesn't need to be week one. But a huge part of that is, what is he getting up front? So the thing that Larry and I do agree on, the 17 things that Larry said, because I can only remember so much, I am in my late 30s now, the hair's getting grayer, starting to disappear a little bit, that left tackle is a real, real concern here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.